Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about the House taking up legislation. First piece we'd like to talk about is a piece of legislation that deals with domestic abuse and trying to put those perpetrators behind bars, those who would abuse their partners. Talk to us about this.
Sure. Continuing the commitment to protect crime victims, the House this week approved a bill to ensure victims of domestic abuse get the justice they deserve. Prior to a 2016 law, strangulation could only be charged as a misdemeanor assault in Pennsylvania. Act 111 made it a criminal offense, and according to law enforcement officials across the state, the law has helped put more domestic abusers behind bars. House Bill 854 builds on that progress by fully incorporating strangulation into the law and ensuring any prior strangulation conviction will be recognized and considered in subsequent cases. Passing this bill continues the push by House Republicans to increase protections for the victims of crime and abuse. The measure now moves to the Senate for their consideration, and you can learn more about House Republican efforts to protect victims at www.pahousegop.com/protectingvictims. Again, that's www.pahousegop.com/protectingvictims.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is an effort that has been going on in Harrisburg that really is to protect all taxpayers, and that is some pension forfeiture legislation to make sure that people aren't collecting pensions who really shouldn't be. Talk to us about who we're trying to keep from getting some money.
Absolutely. Working to ensure public officials and employees are held fully accountable for their actions, the House approved legislation this week that would force them to forfeit their taxpayer-funded pensions if they are convicted of committing a sexual offense. The bill builds on Act 1 of 2019, which requires any public official in Pennsylvania who is convicted of a felony to forfeit his or her pension. Under House Bill 991, public employees and officials, including elected officials, would lose their pension if convicted of an offense such as indecent assault, indecent exposure, or unlawful dissemination of an intimate image, commonly referred to as revenge porn. The bill now moves to the Senate for their consideration.
And the final thing we'd like to talk about this week, Representative, is some upcoming events you have in your district. I understand that you're going to be interfacing with your constituents a little bit. Talk to us about what's coming up.
Sure. So we have a lot of events that are going on in the district throughout the year. Coming up on May 4th, we have our Spring Shredder event. This is one of the most popular events that we hold every year, and this year it's going to be on Saturday, May 4th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. outside of our district office, which is located in the Lower McCungie Township building on Brookside Road. It's open to residents throughout the district, not just Lower McCungie, so we welcome you to attend. It's a great opportunity to dispose of any materials that has personal information, such as bank statements, medical records, etc. And after tax time, it's a great time to do some spring cleaning, so make sure that you do this and dispose of these records properly so that you don't fall victim to identity theft, which is a growing concern throughout our community. So again, that's the next upcoming event we have. For more information about our events and things going on in the district, you can visit our website at www.repmckenzie.com. Again, www.repmckenzie.com. Or if you have any questions or issues that you'd like to speak about, you can reach us at our district office at any time by calling 610-965-9933. Again, 610-965-9933.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.